You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Today's top story is brought to you by the financing company Genfin. There were some interesting developments that came out last week around the competition, or from the Competition Commission, rather, around the National Hospitals Network and what the latest decision that's been gazetted by the government means for smaller hospital service providers. I'm joined on the line by Sipho Ngwema, who is the head of communications at the Competition Commission, to try and understand what these latest rulings mean for the space. Good evening, Sipho. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding what was gazetted on Friday. Can you just take us through that exemption?
Good evening, and thanks once again for being on your program. What was gazetted, it's an exemption that you are granting to NHN, which is the National Hospitals Network, for them to essentially to embark on a cartel or on a collusion conduct. Ordinarily, those would have been offences under the Competition Act, but because of certain considerations which are in the application, we are granting them these. And this is the fourth time we are granting them these applications. And it's important for small players, for small business, and with the conditions that they are facing, to be able for us to grant them this so that we can make the conditions conducive for them and then be able to compete in the space.
Sipho, when we look at the smaller players in this space, how do these latest exemptions better position them, or how are they set to benefit the smaller players in the space?
You must remember the space is controlled, about 83% of that is controlled by three other big players in the space, in the private healthcare space, and they control about 90% of the beds. And you need to make sure that you are able to grant them what they couldn't do before. For example, they couldn't come together and negotiate price. They couldn't come together and negotiate procurement issues together, because in terms of the law, that would have been an offense. So you are granting them that. By doing that, then they become a player, a formidable player in the space, even though they are still relatively small, but at least they're able amongst themselves to negotiate with medical aids, to negotiate with the administrators and other relevant bodies to negotiate price and other related issues in order for them to be competitive in the space.
Sipho, you touched on these other bigger players, the ones that hold or control more than 80%. How is this going to affect them? Is this going to mean that they are now going to have to engage more with the smaller players? Is this going to affect the market share or the split in any way?
Look, as I said before, we have granted this four times now. They have been operating. This is what has kept them alive. Otherwise, if they didn't, it means that they would have been either swallowed by them or they would have disappeared. People would have lost jobs. There would not have been players in the market. They're keeping the space competitive, and maybe one day they'll also grow in order to be a much more formidable competitor. But I think for the patients, for the consumers, it's much better, because there's always an independent extra player in the market, which then comes, hopefully, with better prices, with better options. And many of these are in the far-flung areas where patients can be able to reach them. So it opens up competition in the space, and at least it coordinates the activities of the small ones so that they can compete better with the big ones that control the space, as I said.
Sipho, let's look at these small ones, the members of the National Hospitals Network. You've approved this, this has now been gazetted for them to be able to make use of as an exemption, but the exemption isn't without conditions. What are some of those conditions?
There are conditions, of course, because 2% of their members are not necessarily small and also do not come from the previously disadvantaged community. So one of the things that we are looking for is to ensure that even those are incentivized, one, to stay in the network, but two, to be able to transform and to assist the small ones to grow, but to also assist the efforts in terms of transformation. Because all we need to make sure that the small ones are able to go in, so the barriers of entry are dealt with. And secondly, they are able to come up with transformation so that the previously black individuals in the space are able also to get involved in the sector. So that's very key for us. And I think they are going to be giving us information and reports timeously. And we'll be looking at those and looking in terms of progress on whether or not the things that we're intending for them to be able to do, those things are being achieved. They're able to market together. They're able to discuss prices together and also to bargain for prices together. But and then they're able to buy and procure stuff together. That benefit must then be transferred to the consumer. At the end of the day, it is the consumer that must benefit from the initiatives that we are taking and the interventions we're making in the sectors.
Speaking of the consumer benefiting, I want to look at the bigger players that are there that have that big concentration. Is there more the Competition Commission could be doing to ensure that that concentration isn't as much? Because even though we are seeing these sorts of exemptions being gazetted, for three players to still have close to 90% of the admissions is quite a significant hold on the entire market. Now, I understand, obviously, there's very little you can do in terms of legislative policy, but surely as the Competition Commission, there are some things you can do?
No, there's a lot we are doing already. For example, the initiative that you're talking about now, allowing small players to be able to participate in the space. But also, you must remember when these big players buy or equity in other ones or trying to get more measures, they come to us. And in many cases, we've blocked those because we're feeling that they cannot own more than they do in the particular space. So there are instruments already to monitor. Of course, would have loved if then they can break up and we can have much smaller ones so that you can have much more competition in the space and which would give better prices to patients. But for now, we are able, through measures and acquisition processes, to monitor that, to manage that, and to regulate that, but also with interventions like this. But over and above that, we have done a lot in trying to open up space for small business in terms of their buying powers, in terms of some of the things that they can do in the industry. So we are trying to assist small business. But in this particular one, measures and acquisitions so far has been a very effective tool in trying to manage the legacy that we have so that it doesn't get worse than what it is now.
Let's hope these measures continue to keep the industry alive and well. Thank you so much for those insights, Sipho. That's Sipho Ngwema, who is the head of communications at the Competition Commission, on the latest decision by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition to allow an exemption for the smaller members of the National Hospitals Network. This top story was brought to you by Genfin, proud to support South African enterprises for sustainable success.
When your business needs finance to get things done, who do you turn to? At Genfin, we realize that you need to stay focused on running your business. So let us do the work and get your business loan approved in 24 hours. For loans up to 5 million rand, from as little as 10% for 3 months, apply online at genfin.co.za. Genfin, we get it done.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.